Welcome to Becoming Powerhouse, where we discuss the tough lessons I've learned while taking my two companies from negative revenue to over seven figures. We'll talk about the raw and vulnerable truths about being boss, as well as tips and strategies you can implement immediately for better business results. I'm your host, Nicole Overkamp, the founder and CEO of Wilcox Financial Group and Powerhouse Coaching. You can see links and other resources in our notes. Don't forget to head over to powerhousemoney.com to grab your free Powher bundle for business and subscribe to our newsletter. Now, let's dive in to today's episode. Hey, powerhouses. So today I have a little Powerpuff session for you on your zone of genius. And I utilize this tool where it really talks to four quadrants: your zone of genius, your zone of competence in the things that you like doing, your zone of competence in the things that you don't like doing, and then your zone of incompetence. And I'm talking about this because it is so important to pay attention to this and to really know how your time is spent, and then what your zone of genius is, and being hyper aware of that and then hyper protective of it for you in your business, and then also for your team. So you want to make sure that you're capitalizing on your one unique gift, the thing in your business that no one else can do but you. It's the thing that you're amazing at, and probably the thing that makes you the most amount of money and or allows your business to grow and to thrive. And a lot of the time, we are afraid to delegate or let things go or actually pause for 5 seconds and take a look at how we're even spending our time. Where is it all going? Because we feel busy, we feel exhausted, we're doing all this stuff. And are there a lot of things that we're touching that are a $25 an hour job that we should be delegating and focusing on highest and best use so that you can continue to grow and scale profitably and stop wasting your time on shit that you shouldn't be doing? Even if you like doing it, don't do it, right? So really think about that, because we're all guilty of it. We're all guilty of the, it'll just be quicker for me to do it, or I don't know where to begin, or I'm just putting out fires. But if you're putting out fires all the time too, and I want to pause here for a second, like, if you are the person who says, I am always busy, I can't catch up, and I feel like I'm putting out fires all the time, what caused the fire? What caused the fire? Is it because you don't have an adequate team, or you're not looking at how you're spending your time or your systems and your processes? And so that really goes back to this quadrant that I'm talking about, right? So think about what your zone of genius is. You know what it is, and then all of those other things. And so your zone of competence and the things that you like doing may very well be things like organizing. You enjoy doing it. You can do it. Not the best use of your time. You might hate doing the numbers or the finances or the bookkeeping, but you can do it. Again, not the best use of your time, although you need to know the numbers. You need to know how to drive the car, right, so that you can hire somebody else to do it for you and know they're doing a good job and have awareness around that. But it's probably wasting your time and draining your energy too. So that's another thing, is if you're not doing enough of what lights you up, you're going to become depleted of the energy that you need to continue to thrive in your business, because it's hard to grow a business. You need to be protective of that energy. And then the things that are in your zone of incompetence, if you are doing those things, like, that is your first hire, right? The first person that you should hire is in your zone of incompetence. So that is another thing that I always tell newer business owners or business owners looking to grow is to look at, because often we pull for the first person available, or they're a friend, or I know them, or I'm comfortable around them. But if you don't know what their core quadrants are in their zone of genius, they might not be the best strategic hire for you. So that is something to be hyper aware of as well. So your zone of genius, what is that? And how can you position your business so that you're focusing most, as much time as possible. Like, that is the goal, as much time as possible to be focusing on whatever that is. And whatever it isn't should be delegated down onto a team member as you grow. Now, if you are in that position where you're like, man, I think I know my zone of genius, but I'm not really sure how much time I'm spending on it versus all the other stuff, that's where I want you to do a time awareness log. Now, this is important to do at least once a year. If you're newer, maybe quarterly or in growth mode. You don't need to be a newer business owner, but you're in growth mode quarterly, because we, as much as we love time and want more of it, we're very unaware of how we're using it sometimes. Because what happens too is that we get stuck in these wormholes or, the quicksand, or our days evaporate and 5 hours may feel like 20 minutes. And so even though we feel like we have a good idea, subconsciously, like, it's not accurate. So it's always good to keep tabs on that and then look at and recognize how everything is being spent. Because the other thing truly that happens is that we disassociate time, or we associate time incorrectly with the things that we like doing and hate doing. So what I mean by that is, if you really love something, you're obsessed with it, and it's your zone of genius, you could be working on it for 12 hours and it felt like 20 minutes. So in your mind, you're not spending that much time on it. Whereas if there's something you hate doing, like, you know, for me, it's, I truly hate putting laundry away. Like, I just hate it. I have literally trained my husband where everything goes in my closet, because it's just like one of those things, nails on the chalkboard. And so, but if I have to do it, I'll make up all these excuses. I don't have time. I can't do it. There's so much of it, because I don't like doing it. So I associate all this time with it, right? When in reality, it takes like 4.5 minutes to put the laundry away. Like, that is ridiculous. I always have 4.5 minutes, but I say, and I don't, because it feels like it takes so much more time because I hate it so much. So we tend to associate more time with the tasks that we don't like doing and put excuses around that, and then associate less time with the tasks that we do like doing. And in the like zone, it could even be the like and zone of competence, but not your zone of genius too. So sometimes there's a slippery slope there. So being aware, fully aware, and tracking it is the best way to understand where your time is going, and then truly, where's the money going, right? Because if you're spending too much time on the things that aren't your zone of genius, you're probably losing money. And when you can add all of that up and look at the hours and the tasks and your true hourly rate versus hiring help on those other tasks, it may give you a lot more confidence too in terms of actually hiring and knowing that it'll be okay. You can afford that position, and these are the things that you need them to do. So the time awareness log is, I'd encourage you to do it for about a week, okay? You can start this at any time, but from the time you wake up until the time you go to bed, track everything that you're doing. So I'd encourage you to do this on a piece of paper, not a phone, a piece of paper. If you have to do it on your phone, that's fine too. But I find that sometimes it's not as accurate, or you're not as thoughtful about it. So maybe you get a little mini journal that you can take with you everywhere, some bright sheets of paper. If you're disorganized like me, you need a journal or something that you can carry with you that is stuck together. Otherwise, you're going to lose shit. But if you've got your shit together more than me, then by all means. So, but from the time you go to bed till, or I'm sorry, the time you wake up until the time you go to bed. And so you're waking up, you're brushing your teeth, you're reading emails, and maybe for 35 minutes you just got sucked into Netflix. Like, it doesn't matter. There's no judgment here, but what happens in your day goes on to paper. So personal and business. And nobody looks at this but you guys. So like, the only person you're hurting by not recording is you. So put everything down. And then at the end of the week, what I want you to see are, one, you're going to see trends. You're going to see pockets of opportunity. You may recognize, like, holy shit, I thought I was that busy, but I didn't realize I was spending this much time on X task. Okay. And so when you're looking at all of that, you'll also see how many hours the tasks that you shouldn't be doing, shouldn't be touching, add up to. And then that will also help you in terms of who you're hiring, whether it's maybe a 1099 contractor, an employee, is it full-time, is it part-time, what does that look like? And if you got rid of 10 hours a week, 20 hours a week, What then would you do with that time, right? That's the gold, is what then would you do with your time and how could you convert it to be more productive? So zone of genius, guys, it's so important. And now let's take that same exercise and focus on it with your team. So if you have a team, I would do the exact same thing with them, because sometimes what we don't recognize is our employees' zone of genius, zone of competence, zone of incompetence, and what that looks like, because we hire them for a job. They often show up and do the job, but they may not be really utilizing their true zone of genius. One, because they feel like they're not able to express that, or they feel like it may be out of context to their position or not able to speak to it, or they're not actually recognizing it. So asking them the questions, what lights you up? What are you good at? So good at that you could do it all day and you love it and you're obsessed with it and you can do it better than anybody else. What are the things that you hate doing? Because you may actually have the right people in the wrong spots and not leveraging their true gifts and talents. And so by doing this and asking these questions and having them log the same things, you may be pleasantly surprised. And you may also be able to get a lot more productivity out of your team by doing this too. Because if they show up to work and they're doing all the things that they love to do, they're going to be more productive, excited to be there, and your output is going to be better. So really think about that and ask them. And I did this, and I do this, actually. I used to do it more frequently. I just did it again at the annual review meeting. And the remarkable thing is it shifts a little bit, right? So what I did is I took for our team, and we're a small team, what they hate doing, and I just hired for that position. Because I don't want my people coming to work and my team coming to work and having to do the things that they really, really hate. So those are always the things and positions that I'm going to hire for. I want to hire someone who loves the stuff that they hate. You know, even going back a decade, I brought Sarah on because she loved the things and when she was good at the things that I hate. So it was a really, really great partnership there in terms of how we started and now where we're going, and we're constantly reevaluating. And another thing that I found is in our team and their zones of genius, it allowed me to play around with their positions, be creative, and see, well, how can we leverage this in the business? How can we leverage this in our context and really utilize it so that we can use this person's strength best? And then there were parts where I got feedback and they said, I like doing this. I love it, but I'm not that good at it yet. Where can I get training for this? So you'll also find opportunity for that as well. Because if you have someone who is wanting to learn, wanting to show up and work hard for your business, and they're hungry for that training, it is definitely money well spent. It is a good investment. You'll get a good return. People who want to be there and want to work hard and feel part of your team, like an entrepreneur, right, is what they're called, is you want to give them the empowerment to feel like they have that part of ownership in their position to grow and thrive and permission to do so. And that makes one of the best team players ever. So I hope that this is helpful as far as looking into yourself and what you're doing every single day in your business and those quadrants and how you're truly spending your time and how you can continue to just elevate up toward that zone of genius and spending most of your time there. And then again, those of you who have a team, looking at your team in that capacity too. And then, of course, if you don't have a team yet but want a team, need to start hiring, your zone of incompetence would be your first hire. So until next time, continue to be incredible and the powerhouses that you are. Thanks so much for listening to Becoming Powerhouse. You can find all of the links to our site and resources in the show notes. Let's connect on Instagram at @PowHerHouseMoney. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter at powerhousemoney.com. Remember, I want to connect with you. I want to hear your thoughts and help you with all the challenges you're having. So engage, send me a DM. And of course, if you're loving this podcast, let us know and go ahead and hit the subscribe button and leave a review.